You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion. Could you identify it if you saw it? You know, he is the great deceiver. He's not going to make it so obvious. He's going to make it look like it's the real thing. So how would you tell it from Satan's deception to God's real thing? Do you know that he performs miracles? Matthew 24:23 says, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So he will be out there fooling people. He will be out there deceiving people. Jesus told us that we have to be on the lookout for it. Do you know what to look out for? You know, Satan programs us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in which you were once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Talking about Satan, you were once walking under Satan's confusion. Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Satan's way is what motivates most people. They want the feel-good religion. They want all of the garbage out there, all the get a high without having to pay for the drugs type of thing. If that's all that your church offers you, there's no meat there. There's no substance there. We're warned to not follow others that teach we should reject God and His laws. Does your preacher teach that you can reject and ignore some of God's laws? In Deuteronomy 13:1 says, if there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder, and if the sign or if the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep His commandments and obey His voice. You shall serve Him and hold fast to Him. Do you keep the commandments of God? All of them? Really? Verse 5, but that prophet or dreamer of dreams, he shall put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you in the way which the Lord your God has commanded you to walk. So, you shall put away the evil from your midst. If your brother, the son of your mother, your son or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend, who is your own soul, secretly entices you, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, neither you or nor your fathers, of the gods of the earth which are all around you, near to you or far off from you, from one end of the earth to the other, you shall not consent to him or listen to him, or shall your eye pity him, nor shall you spare him or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him with your hand and be the first to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. Quit sinning.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.